وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human justice. And we are looking at human justice from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi as-salam. We were looking at a letter written by the commander of the faithful himself, given to one of his disciples, one of his commanders, Malik al-Ashtar, where if we examine that letter itself, we get to see that the true essence of justice, the true essence of human rights are included in this letter. Now, we don't have time to examine the entire letter. Rather, we will take some parts of it and we can see how we can apply it to our modern day and how justice was applied in the sight of Amir al-Mu'mineen compared to the countries and the systems that we live under today. One of the things that Amir al-Mu'mineen mentions in this letter is the collection of revenue. Now, obviously, any country will not exist from the economy aspect unless it has sources of revenue, whether it is agriculture or oil or gold or coal or gas. They must have a source where they have to cultivate and generate a source of income. Now, that is important that a country should use their resources and find means to create revenue, because obviously there are people, the rights of other people depends on it. So, for example, we see Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, when he talks to Malik al-Ashtar, he says to him, you have to ensure the prosperity of those who pay the revenue to the state. And that's extremely important. Why? Because the farmers, for example, or businessmen, or those who are traders. Now, those are the ones that create revenue for the country. It's the job of the government, the job of the system, to take care of those people. As long as those businessmen, those farmers, those tradesmen are actively working, then they will give back in taxes or in khums or sadaqah or charity or zakah. At the end of the day, they will give back revenue to the government, which in return, the government gives to the poor people. If those people, the tradesmen and the farmers and what have you, if they are themselves deprived, then what happens is the people and the masses will be deprived. So Amir al-Mu'mineen is saying to him, take care of those people. Make sure they are prosperous. Make sure they're happy. Make sure that their needs is set. Why? Because on their prosperity depends the prosperity of others, and particularly the masses themselves. Indeed, in the state exists on its revenue. The state itself, it's only existing because of the revenue that it makes. Now, we will continue this, but first, let us take a short break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Just before the break, we were saying that revenue is extremely important for the government and for the state. And this revenue, there are those who generate it. And those who generate those revenues or those revenues, they need to be taken care of because on them, many people are depending. So this was the advice of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam to Malik al-Ashtar. And then Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi highlights an important factor. He says you should regard the proper upkeep of the land and cultivation as of a greater importance than the collection of revenue. Now, this is obviously Amir al-Mu'mineen. He's taking one dimension of revenue because obviously back in the day, the main revenue was from cultivating the lands and farms. Now we have oils and gas and minerals and mines and what have you. So when you look at farming, for example, and obviously the life of people depends on farming because we need the wheat and flour, we need the fruits and vegetables and what have you. This is what we live on. We don't live on biscuits and sweets, do we? So Amir al-Mu'mineen says, what's more important than collecting the revenue is that you have to make sure that the land is, people can cultivate the land and they have the means to cultivate it. Because if the land itself is not cultivated, then there will be nothing grown, no crops will grow. If no crops will grow, there will be no revenue to make. The land will not produce anything. For revenue, he says, cannot be derived except by making the land productive. If the land itself is not productive, then it's not going to give you anything. And this is something that we see in a lot of countries that they don't pay attention to. When other countries, for example, want to export their own products to another country, if they have an influence on that country, they make sure that the lands are not cultivated. They make sure that the lands do not get the right means. For example, if we look at Africa, America and the West want to sell their products, whether it's wheat, flour, or rice, to those countries. In order for them to sell their products, they have to make sure that their lands don't get cultivated. There is no revenue in the land itself. Otherwise, there will be no need for them. So you can see that Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi is saying that should not happen. In your own state, the main focus should be on revenue that you make yourself, that you need to go back to your land and cultivate the land. Now, you can cultivate the land by either growing on it, by digging mines and getting gold and silver and iron and whatever minerals are required, or you can even cultivate it when it comes to oil. Do your own work. Through this kind of method of cultivating one's land, then I could ensure the prosperity and the happiness of my people and the happiness of the masses. Otherwise, we're going to have a lot of poverty, we're going to have a lot of ignorance, and everything will fall apart. So from here, he's saying to Malik, make sure that your land is cultivated. Those who cultivate the land are being taken care of. And also that you need to create revenue in order for you to help and support the masses. We'll leave it up to here, and inshallah, we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله